50 years ago this month, John Steinbeck and his poodle, Charlie, headed out from their house in Sag Harbor on Long Island for an 11-week, 10,000-mile counterclockwise trip around the United States. His book about that trip, Travels with Charlie, was published a couple years later and is considered a classic. Half a century later, former newspaperman Bill Steigerwald has been inspired to retrace John Steinbeck's route over the course of about 4 weeks. And without a dog, so far, Bill Steigerwald has driven his red Toyota from Sag Harbor through New England to northern Maine, from where he's now headed south. He joins us on the phone. You're in, where are you, Mr. Steigerwald?
Well, I am in the metropolis of Lundenburg, Vermont. It's between Lancaster and Concord, Vermont.
And forgive me for not remembering, but is it in Travels with Charlie?
Yes, it is. Steinbeck, when he left Sag Harbor on September 23rd, 1960, came straight up through Connecticut, Massachusetts, came up to the top of Vermont, turned right, went all the way up to the top of Maine, came back down through the top of Vermont.
So what are the differences that you notice between the Vermont that John Steinbeck saw and what you're seeing?
Well, it's amazing how little the route that he took, which was all blue highways, U.S. 5, U.S. 2, U.S. 1, it just hasn't changed. I mean, you go by the same houses that he had to have gone by, the same gas stations in many cases. There's hardly anything new. I contend that 95% of what I see on this trip, and I've driven about 1,800 miles, he would have seen as well.
I remember something from Travels with Charlie I've always taken to heart since. He said, never ask the locals in Maine for directions. Because for some reason, I guess they don't like to let visitors in on it, and they'll purposefully give them the wrong directions.
Well, it's funny. My GPS girl is pretty sharp, and she got me through Maine and everything else. But I know that a couple times I looked like I was lost, and women came to my rescue.
Is Travels with Charlie much of a roadmap for you?
No, actually, it's very fuzzy and vague, and deliberately fuzzy and vague in spots. But he wrote a lot of letters on the road. So I've put together a timeline and a place line that, with the book and with these other sources, can pretty much tell me where he was and when he was there. He didn't leave us many clues. He kept no journal. He kept no notes. And so it's sort of like a little bit of history detective work to put his trip together. So it's kind of fun to see what he says he did and where he said he went and then find out what he really did or didn't do.
Bill Steigerwald, good luck to you.
I thank you.
Bill Steigerwald, who's retracing the route that John Steinbeck took for Travels with Charlie. This is NPR News.